إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are talking about the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he said قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء. And then he said وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. We talked about the first part of the ayat about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the owner of everything and he gives it to who he wants. And as I mentioned yesterday, the single principle of that is establishment of justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives power and authority to those who establish justice. And as far as Muslims are concerned, Allah gives them to those who establish justice and who follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the land. Now you might say that there are lot of people today who are in power who are not establishing justice, Muslim or not Muslim. And the way to understand that is that we are talking in terms of historical time. We are not talking in terms of months and days and weeks. We are talking in terms of the time, in terms of history. And that is a long, those are long periods. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the kingdoms and powers don't change in weeks and months. They take decades, sometimes they even take centuries. But eventually it happens. There is no two ways about that. If we look at our own history as Muslims, we can see how the Muslims, when they established justice in the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them power and authority. And when that stopped happening, when instead of justice, injustice was established, when Muslims got engaged in just ostentatious living and enjoying themselves and so on and so forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away their power and authority and we have been reduced to what we have been reduced. All of this took centuries, no doubt about that, but that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's time operates. Then in this ayat, later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives izzat to whoever He wants and He gives zillat and humiliation to whoever He wants. Once again, it is not a random thing, it is not capricious in nature, it's not as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a perfectly good, honorable person and humiliates him, or He takes a scoundrel and gives him izzat and gives him honor. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives honor and humiliation also in relation to the actions of people. Our actions bring about bima kasabat aydin nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal-bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. In Surah Ar-Rum, Allah said that the fasad that you see on the sea and on the land is because of the actions of people. So whether it is fasad in terms of political unrest or whether it is fasad in terms of social problems and corruption, whatever it is, all corruption is the result of our own doing. It's not visited upon our heads by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يغيروا ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. Meaning that if people are doing good and they are being good, Allah does not turn them and does not give them musibat just like that. Does not give them calamities and does not destroy their happiness for nothing. Allah does not change the good condition of a people until they change it themselves. Meaning that from within, the corruption starts from within. People live in a good way and then they start exceeding and then they start indulging in excesses and so on. And that is what creates the problem. And that is what Allah is saying here. تُعِزُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Now if you see, what is it that brings about, why does Allah give izzat? Why does Allah give honor to some people and why does He not, and how can we ensure that we are among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects and will honor? The best way and the easiest way to do that is to protect the honor of other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the honor of those who protect the honor of other people. Cover the faults of other people and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover your faults. If you open the door for other people's problems, Allah will open the door for your problems. That's the simplest way of understanding that. Imam Malik rahmatullahi said that, he said, I knew many people who were scholars, who were very well read and who were very knowledgeable and who had a lot of knowledge. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they used to point fingers at other people, and they used to criticize other people, and they used to reveal the weaknesses and problems with other people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated them. And he said, I know other people who were not very greatly scholarly or who did not have much knowledge and so on, but they always covered the faults of other people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered their faults, and Allah gave them honor. So if you look at it, if you say, well, you know, this man so and so is so much loved in the world and he's got so much of honor, what are his qualifications, how many degrees, how many PhDs, how many millions does he own? He may not own anything. We find, alhamdulillah, we find people like this in the world who are hugely respected and loved and so on. If you go into the detail of it, they don't have much. But it is the nature of the individual. So if we have a nature, and we need to develop such a nature ourselves. If we have a nature where we are helpful to people, where we cover their faults, where we are forgiving in nature, where we are willing to forgive people, even if somebody does something against you, it's okay, alhamdulillah, out of 1,000 good things, something bad, what does it matter? It's okay. So if we do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover us with His lihaf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor and He will protect us. On the other hand, if we go around looking for people's faults, if we go around, as they say, those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. And everyone, all of us live in glass houses. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi said, do not talk about people's faults, because people also have a mouth. They also have a tongue. So don't, something to this effect. Quotation I'm not recollecting. But the point is that, don't look for people's faults, because you also have faults. So if you go around digging people's faults, then people will dig around your faults, and I know that we all have faults. So the whole issue of how will you get izzat? By our actions. And what actions? Principle of them is cover the faults of other people. In addition to that, being nice, being kind, forgiving people even where they deserved some punishment perhaps. Maybe, yes, the person did wrong, maybe you could have punished them. Forgive them, it's okay. The world won't come to an end if you forgive somebody. Alhamdulillah, by this forgiveness, Rasulullah said, do kindness to people on this earth, and the owner of the earth will do kindness to you when you meet him. So the whole issue of izzat and zillat is not a matter of possessions. We have seen so many cases. Take Bill Clinton, for example. He was sitting president of the United States when he was humiliated beyond any description. He became laughing stock of the world. For what? For his own actions. Right, he brought it on his own head. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not remove him from that position. He was not impeached, he was not sacked, nothing. He continued to be president of America. Despite being in the most powerful position that you can have in today's world, the man was humiliated, the whole world laughed at him because of his actions. Right? And the same thing with so many people. I don't even want to list the number of people, but there's so many people who are heads of state and so on, and billionaires and trillionaires, and the world only laughs at them. Take all the stories that you hear of, film stars and pop stars, and today, nowadays, even the sports people have become like this. They are not known for their sports, they are known for all the shenanigans that they do outside of sports. But all of this shows what? It shows that all that wealth doesn't help you, that political power doesn't help you, all your armies don't help you. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to humiliate you, He will humiliate you, keeping you in your own seat. Allah does not have to remove you from your seat. In the same seat, you will become laughing stock of the world. Nobody has any izzat for you. The fact that some policeman salutes you or some... he is doing it because he has a job to do. That's it. I mean, it's not as if the policeman salutes you, it does not mean that he actually respects you. He doesn't respect you. He is saluting you because that's his job. So the point is that... and similarly, as I said earlier, the other people who have none of this, who don't have the power, political power, they don't have the wealth, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them a lot of izzah, people love them, they respect them. So the key is our own actions. The key is ruju ila Allah, the key is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the key is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and very, very importantly, cover the faults of people. Don't talk about people's faults. Apart from ghibah, apart from the fact that it will take away our good deeds and so on, the fact remains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala If we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate us, and all the wealth in the world will not save you from humiliation. I mean, you can see so many examples of people who have money, who have wealth, good family, this, that, but the whole world laughs at them. When people talk behind their back, they don't even take their name respectfully. I mean, if you think about that, even their name, people do not take their name respectfully. Whereas other people, even if somebody accidentally takes that person's name without, you know, a title or something, other people will say, what's wrong with you? How do you talk like this? You know, you're taking the name of somebody like this. Other people will stop them, yeah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this. This is the, inshallah, the lesson that we learn from this part of the ayah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to inspire us and to teach us from His kalam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.